ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाई इज डिवेन ग्रेस अभय चरणानंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए. ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज ट्राई टू रिपीट. ओ माई लॉर्ड, ग्रेट फिलेंथ्रोफिक सोल्स ट्रैवल ऑन द अर्थ ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड टू शो कंपैशन टू द फॉलन सोल्स who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. Purport. To be obedient to the wishes of the Supreme Lord is the natural position of every living entity. But due only to past misdeeds, a living being becomes averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord and suffers all miseries of material existence. No one has anything to do but render devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, any activity other than transcendental loving service to the Lord is more or less a rebellious action against the Supreme Will. All the fruitive activity, empirical philosophy, and mysticism are more or less against the sense of subordination to the Lord. And any living entity engaged in such rebellious activity is more or less condemned by the law of material nature, which works under the subordination of the Lord. Great unalloyed devotees of the Lord are compassionate towards the fallen, and therefore, they travel all over the world with the mission of bringing souls back to Godhead, back to home. Such pure devotees of the Lord carry the message of the Lord in order to deliver the fallen souls. And therefore, the common man who is bewildered by the influence of external energy of the Lord should avail himself of their association. Hari Om Tat Sat. So, this material world is a very boring place. Why it is a boring place? Because the same thing happens in this material world. Nothing new happens here. Every day of Brahma is same. There's a description, nice description of a day of Brahma in this chapter, in these chapters which is coming in the third canto, in these long chapters. So, what Brahma does, every day he gets up. Just like we get up, he also gets up. But there's a difference between our getting up and his getting up. When we get up, we remember everything. But Brahma forgets everything when he gets up. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know where he came from. He doesn't know why he's sitting on the lotus. He doesn't know what's happening around him. And then, every day, the Lord inspires him to do some tapasya. So not only that we do Mangalarti, Brahma also does Mangalarti. Prabhupada actually explains that the system of doing Mangalarti came from Brahma's day. Every day, Brahma does his Mangalarti. And when he does his Mangalarti, when he does his puja, then who gives Bhagavatam class to him? The Lord himself gives Bhagavatam class to him. So when he gives Bhagavatam class to him, then Brahma remembers everything. Oh, I'm supposed to be Brahma. Oh, I'm supposed to do all this. And the Lord shows his universal form. He understands, oh, this is the map. This is the 14 planetary system. Now I need to, make all this, make Indra, make Chandra, make this, make that. Put everybody in their place. Put Prajapatis. Put all these conditioned souls, let them all, live, die, enjoy. Kada, 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 same thing is going on. It's such a boring place. Same problem, same birth, same death, same old age, same disease. Nothing is new here. Nothing is new here. But the excitement happens when Krishna comes. The real excitement happens when Krishna comes. Because that advent of Krishna is very exciting. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam yevum yo iti tatvataha tektva deham punarjanma naiti mam iti sarjana. When Krishna comes, then there's so much of excitement. Because he comes with something which is fresh, which is new, which is everlasting, which is excellent, which is super excellent, which is the retinue of his spiritual world and the pastimes of his spiritual world. Brahma says in Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasat Rasatmataya Manasu Ya Praninam Pratipalan Smratamupetya Leela Itena Bhuvanani Jayati Ajashram. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. He comes to this world and he exhibits his pastimes to win over this world. Jayati Ajashram. To win over this world. And then his pastimes are spoken again and again. People remember, oh Lord Ram, he came so many millenniums before. But we see here Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And whenever we see, we remember his pastimes so fresh. What he did, how he killed Ravan, and how he was searching for Sita, 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 and how Hanuman jumped across the ocean. So many things we remember. It's so nice to remember. We see Radha and Krishna, we see Gaur Nithai. So we remember their pastimes. So this whole idea of remembering the pastimes. So Krishna comes, everything is exciting. Then Krishna goes, now back to normalcy. Same rut starts. Then in order to renew his pastimes, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very special. Very special on the day of Brahma. The most significant event which happens in the day of Brahma is the advent of Lord Chaitanya. Because Krishna comes, he shows the spiritual world, but he does not give us the ticket to the spiritual world. He just shows it and goes. What is the use of seeing? You should be able to enter, na? You should be able to enter. What is the use of just seeing? Oh, it looks so nice, movie is so nice. But will I be able to enter it? That's the whole point. How to make an entry? The bar of entry is so high. To enter into Krishna's pastimes is so difficult. The bar of entry is so high. Then Mahaprabhu comes. And then he smashes that bar of entry. He just smashes it. And he smashes the bar of entry. And what he does? He simply eats, chants and dances. He eats, he chants, he dances. So there is no bar of entry now. Everybody is eating, everybody is dancing, everybody is singing. So anybody can do it. We had such a nice time. We had such a nice kirtan. Just now Prabhu was singing. It is like Goloka. Everyone singing, dancing. So it's so nice. The whole program, he makes it so accessible. He makes it so accessible. A program which is completely inaccessible becomes completely accessible. And then Mahaprabhu goes. Then Ganga comes. Completely covers Mahaprabhu's pastimes. They are all underwater. All underwater. But Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite Ache Jyota Nagaradi Gram Sarvata Prachare Bhai Maranam. That in this world, whatever is there, town and village, every place, my name will be sung. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. And people are thinking, Prithivi means what? Prithivi means what? Bengal. Bengal. Prithivi means Bengal. Little bit of Bengal. Okay, please include Orissa also. Let it be, because Mahaprabhu was there. He was doing some pastime there. People know Mahaprabhu little bit there. Orissa, include Orissa. Okay, no problem. Include Orissa also. Then somebody said, no, Mahaprabhu traveled South India, little bit of Maharashtra, include that also. Okay. And then someone said, hey, Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, man. Okay, include that also. So Prithivi means only this India. Okay. Prithivi means India. Now, rest is all just, it's impossible. How, what is this place? What do you call this? This place. Watford. Oh, Watford. People chant Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Watford. What is the connection between Watford and Mahaprabhu? No connection. Half the place I cannot even pronounce here. So, all these places, what is the connection between this place? It's so much distance from here. I went to Russia, and that also one forsaken corner of Russia is called Irkutsk. This is not like a simple place. It's not like people go to Moscow and things like that. This is Siberia. So it is one corner of Siberia. And that place is also so dark, so gray. Same like this. No sun. These buildings are so drab, same building. Cities don't have character nowadays. So then I went and they took me in the car. I'm least interested in seeing cities because I'm fed up of this. I was just going. And then the car stopped in one place. We entered the temple room. And I saw dancing Gaurnithai. The deity there, Gaurnithai, they are actually dancing. Immediately the whole atmosphere changed. One God-forsaken corner of Russia, Mahaprabhu is sitting there. And he's not only sitting there, he's dancing. He's dancing. And then I saw there's a poster, distribute Prabhupada books. Of course, it was written in Russian. I could Google translate and see. And I saw people in snow, big, all these winter clothes, and then giving out Prabhupada books. Anugrahaya charanti nunam bhutani bhavyani janardanasya. Very beautifully, Vidura captures the mood of a great devotee. We also move. I moved. I was in India. I was not very satisfied with my economic condition. So I moved to Dubai. And then I was looking at camels. For around 18 years, I lived in Dubai trying to improve my economic condition. Let us improve. We also move. We make movement. But we make movement to suffer. But we think that we are making movement to enjoy. But actually, we make movement to suffer. But your pure devotee also moves. Why does he move? Very nicely here, Vidura captures that mood of the movement of a pure devotee. That he moves to cause auspiciousness to the whole world. Therefore, the most significant event on this day of Brahma is not Krishna's appearance. That is not Mahaprabhu's appearance. But that is today when Prabhupada traveled to USA to take both of them to the world. This is the most significant event in the whole day of Brahma. Because the whole creation is to meant to deliver the fallen conditioned soul to Krishna. And that started today. That program of Prabhupada started today. So therefore, this is the most significant day in the life of each and every devotee who will come in touch with this movement for the next 10,000 years. Because it all started on this day. Prabhupada got into the ship. Prabhupada suffered 2 heart attacks. And then Prabhupada saw America for the first day in the ship. And he sees America, and then what he does? Immediately he remembers Krishna. Oh, this is very nice. Krishna has brought me here for some program. I need to carry out this program. And this is my spiritual master's program. So I may not be qualified. I may not be able to do things myself. I may not be the person. But because Krishna has brought me here, then this should be made possible. I should try to make it possible. So Prabhupada wrote 2 poems. It's very, very famous. I'm sure everybody knows these poems. Prabhupada wrote 2 poems. One, when he entered America, or when he saw America. Then the second is when he was going to Boston. So he wrote 2 poems. And both these poems are something which all of us should read. If we have not read, then definitely we should read both these poems. If we have read, then we should reread these poems. I'm going to read few aspects of this poem. Today morning I was very happy that Ram Rup read some of it. Okay. Here it is. I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain the good fortune of the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Radharani becomes pleased with you. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to Lord Sri Krishna. He is that great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. So Prabhupada never considered his work as his work. Prabhupada always considered his work as his spiritual master's work. Even to his disciples, Prabhupada said, "My spiritual master sent all of you boys and girls to me. I am very grateful to you because you are helping to spread this movement." So Prabhupada always saw the whole thing as his spiritual master's desire. By his strong desire, the holy name of Lord Gauranga will spread throughout the countries of the Western world, in all the cities, towns, villages on this earth, from all oceans, seas, rivers, streams, everyone will chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, you please consider the level of confidence of this person. He is an old man, nearing his 70s. He was just going to die. And he has come to a country. He has no one whom he knows. He doesn't have money. He doesn't have resources. He doesn't have anything. But he has one thing. What is that? Faith. Krishna is there for all of us. Okay. Krishna is there for all of us. Whether you have faith or you don't have faith. Krishna says, you have faith or you don't have faith, I am there for you, man. Because I am God, I am supposed to be there for you. I am there for you. Isaiah Soham Sukonteya Prabhas Misha Shishurayo Pranava Sarva Vedoshi Sabdake Paurisham Rishu Punyoganda Prithviyam Sateja Sasmi Bhavaso. The whole set of slokas he is giving, he is actually saying that whether you have faith or not, I am maintaining you. There's the atheist who say, hey, there's no God. But for him also there is sun. For him also water is actually quenching his taste, quenching his thirst. For him also everything is happening. So the issue is not Krishna, the issue is faith. The issue is faith. Unflinching faith. Unflinching faith in the order of the spiritual master. A man who has age against him, who has health against him, who has resources against him, who has literally nothing, could make people in Wat Ford chant the holy name and dance. Even after his physical absence, he could make them carry out the program exactly as he wanted. 4:30 morning, Mangalarati. What drives this movement? This movement is driven by Prabhupada's faith. This movement is driven by Prabhupada's faith. His faith that he can do what his spiritual master wanted him to do, even though he considered himself as unqualified. And from material point of view, purely from material point of view, if you see, it even looks as if he was unqualified. There's age against him, the health against him, he had no friends, no resource, nothing. And then, it was not easy for him. It's not that, okay, he went to America and then scores of people came to him and then he started giving big, big lectures to hundreds of people and then everybody started dancing and singing. No. It was so difficult. It was so difficult. He tried. He wrote to his God brothers, please come and help. There's so much of opportunity. Please come. And they didn't even respond to him. Forget, you know, saying that, okay, this guy is crazy. Let him do what he wants. Let's not waste time with him. That was their attitude. Let him do what he wants. And then Prabhupada went to places where you imagine a sannyasi from Vrindavan. Imagine that going to such place, rock concert, to chant Hare Krishna in a rock concert. And when he finished, Prabhupada, you know, it's nicely explained. Prabhupada came out saying this is no place for a brahmachari. So he went to places, anugrahaya charanti nunam. He went to places where no one would venture. He had no need to do it. He had no need to do it. There was nothing pushing him except his own faith in the words of his spiritual master. And he wanted to do that service to his spiritual master. He wanted to try. And he never left any stone unturned in trying to do so. He dealt with people whom he never knew who they are, what is their nature, how they are, but he understood that everybody is a spirit soul. And according to that principle, everybody has the nature to love Krishna. Everyone wants to love Krishna. But they don't know how to love Krishna, so therefore they are doing so many crazy things. If you simply show them how to love Krishna, then they can fall in love with Krishna. He had that faith. He had that faith. And of course, he went and did kirtan in Tomkinson Square. You know, so many followers came, and then rest is history. But on this day, it is very important for us to actually examine our own faith. It's very important for us to do that. We need to examine our own faith. Where is our faith? Do we have that faith which Prabhupada invested in his spiritual master? Do we have faith, that unbroken faith on Srila Prabhupada? This is something which we can try to explore on this day. Where is the limit of our faith? Is the limit of our faith our comfort zone? Is the limit of our faith our own mental speculation? Because in modern ISKCON, we are facing this problem. We are actually seeing these things coming up. Like Prabhupada is presenting Krishna consciousness in his purports, in his books. And Prabhupada said that for next 10,000 years, this book will be law book. But then we think that the philosophy is good, is excellent, but the social commentary, maybe Indian. The moral value, probably Victorian. Not so relevant. We don't have to focus on those things so much. Of course, he's an old Indian gentleman. He wrote some social commentary. He prescribed some moral values. Let's not too much worry about it. Let's focus on philosophy. It's very good. Infallible philosophy. Are we cherry picking with our faith? Do we have that strength? Shri Radha Gopinanda ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Gaurinathai ji ki jai. Do we have that faith of that great personality who went to America with nothing and established everything? Are we inheritors of that faith? Do we have that faith on Prabhupada? If we have, we can do great things. If we don't have, to the extent we don't have, we have to suffer. Janasya Krishnat Vimukasya Deva Adharma Silasya Sudukkitasya. So, it's a good day to think about it. Because if you actually read both the prayers of Prabhupada on this arrival of America, you will see that his faith alone stands out so gloriously. His faith in Krishna, his faith in spiritual master, his faith in the words of Lord Chaitanya, Prithivite Ache Jata Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Mora Nam. You see what he is writing, Prabhupada is writing. Seas, oceans, rivers. Everywhere there will be Lord Chaitanya's name. Everywhere, everywhere. Once I was told that, we were studying Bhakti Vibhava, I was told that some of the devotees put Gauranga's name on some bridge in London. I was told that, you know, they put big name of Gauranga on some bridge in London. And then everybody is driving and then, you know, they're saying Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. So, how do we do such things? How do we do such things? Because we have faith. And when we don't have that faith, we are nothing. We are nothing. So therefore, today is a good day to read these prayers. I want to read from the second prayer something. Just give me a minute. So here he is saying, the second prayer. Most of the population here is covered by material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves to be very happy and satisfied. Therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. This is Prabhupada's concern. Now comes his faith. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. The most expert mystic. So Prabhupada invested his faith in the words of a spiritual master. Prabhupada invested his faith in the words of Lord Sri Krishna, and then he traveled. He traveled with this mission of saving the whole world. And Prabhupada succeeded in establishing a society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I am from one corner of the world, from a small village. It's called Mayapur. Very small village. And then I come here to a completely different place. I don't know this place, I don't know this culture, I don't know anything here. But the moment I enter the temple of Prabhupada, I feel at home. I feel this is my home. I feel that I am amongst my own family. I feel that I am amongst my brothers, my sisters, my uncles, my godbrothers. I don't feel that this is a new place. I have never come here. But the day I put my feet inside, I never felt that this is a new place. This is my home. And this is the magic of Srila Prabhupada. That wherever we go, in whichever corner of the world, when we enter the temple, we may feel, you cannot relate to that city outside. Of course, I cannot relate to the city outside. You know, it's very difficult for me. The climate is difficult. The whole place is difficult. But the moment I'm here, I feel so much at home because this is my place. This is my home. I can sit here, I can talk, I can take prasad, I can sing, I can dance, I can see the deity, I can smile at people. I can preach to people who are coming here. It's so nice. It's so nice. So Prabhupada gave us a great gift. The gift of this International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And if we want to keep this gift together, then we have to invest our faith in Prabhupada's words. If we want to make this gift flourish, and if we want to give this gift to everybody, then we need to keep that faith which Prabhupada had. So we can get that faith by reading his books, by meditating on it, by distributing it, by singing on the streets, by distributing prasad, we can try to get that faith. Okay, these are some of my reflections. I'll stop here. Any questions, comments, brickbats?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the class. You were talking about faith. So I was thinking that we all have some amount of faith. And I was just reflecting on that, that obviously I'm sitting here, so I have some faith, and we kind of carry on with our life enough to survive in Krishna consciousness. We do a bit of preaching here and there, you know, some Harinams and books or whatever. But it seems like Prabhupada's faith was on a completely different level, where he was willing to, like you said, without any resources or anything, just take Krishna consciousness to another level. So my question was, how can we go from, because we do the things you mentioned, read books, do a bit of service, but how can we get our faith from where we are now to the level of faith that Prabhupada had, so we can also do great things in Krishna consciousness, not for ourselves, obviously, but to share in that service mood.
So, I normally have a joke. Okay. So, in ISKCON, people think that life is meant for living and philosophy is meant for preaching. What do they think? Life is meant for living and philosophy is meant for preaching. You know the philosophy? You preach. But you live the way you want. As long as we try to do this, it's very difficult to develop faith. If we understand the reverse, philosophy is meant for living and life is meant for preaching, then we can develop faith. That when we read books, when we read Prabhupada books, if we can read them from the point of view of how we can live them, then necessarily we have to take risk. Because Prabhupada makes propositions which are quite risky, quote unquote, from materialistic point of view. For example, in this purport, Prabhupada is saying that no one has to do anything but render devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. This sentence is quite scary. If you actually try to understand this sentence properly, it's quite scary. But if we try to apply this, then we are taking that risk. If we take manageable risk, then we can see the deities reciprocating with us. I'm sure that everybody is taking manageable risk. I'm sure everybody has some reciprocation from the deity. But only thing is, we get satisfied. That is the problem. That we get satisfied. Okay, I have done this much. I have got this much reciprocation. So this is good for me to carry on. So let me just carry on. We just get satisfied. We get into our comfort zone. So if we want to increase our faith, we have to work, we have to operate outside our comfort zone. And constantly we need to operate outside our comfort zone. Constantly we need to do that. Because once you're outside your comfort zone, then that will become your comfort zone after some time. So then we need to step out and then do something else, or not something else, or take more risk. Okay. Constantly there should, if we want Krishna consciousness to be a transcendental adventure, we need to step out of your comfort zone. We need to live out of your comfort zone constantly. Something will work out. Something will not work out. Sometimes people will slash you. Sometimes people will praise you, whatever it is. Sometimes you will become stupid. You'll make some crazy things. You say some stupid things. People laugh at you. It's okay. But at least you're trying to do something for Krishna. So that is my own realization of what I am trying to do. I've been trying to read Prabhupada books for past 2 decades. I've been trying to teach Prabhupada books for 12 years. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to see if I can live what I teach. That's what I'm trying to do. And generally it helps when we take risk. When we have to get slapped, we get slapped. When we have to get some nice reciprocation, we get nice reciprocation. But slapping is also nice reciprocation. Because we are getting slapped means that Krishna is caring for us. If they don't care for you, they don't slap you. So both are good. This is what I feel. Okay. Yes, Praji.
I'm just quoting from a booklet, Srila Prabhupada's festival.
Yes.
For the arrival. And one of the last things he says in there, he says, Bhakti de Pada Mai Kunab Dara.
You have to keep his mic a little bit.
Sorry. Bhakti Vedan.
Hold his mic, let him read.
Okay.
Yeah, this is better.
Bhakti ne beda namai kunup daro bhakti danda namabe asatatakor. I have no devotion for I, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated Bhaktivedanta. And now, if you like, you can fulfill this purport of Bhaktivedanta.
Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yes, you want to continue? Okay, any other comments, questions, Niti? Okay, we are done. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada's arrival on USA ki, Gaur Bhakta Brinda ki, Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.